are recording now, and this audio recording will be broadcast and electronically manipulated by Vertical Internet Radio. And is that something that you give us permission to do with this audio file?
Yes. Right.
Hello and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you for joining us today. Our guest in studio is Dr. Dan Sperling, Medical Director of the Sperling Prostate Center, and he's here today to discuss focal laser ablation using the blue laser protocol for the treatment of prostate cancer. Welcome to the program, Dr. Sperling.
Thank you very much, Neil. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Thank you. Medical Director of the Sperling Prostate Center. How long has it been in existence?
So we've been in existence since 2009. I had gone into Europe to learn about some of the basic technology, and we've continued to grow and evolve to not just diagnosing prostate tumors with MRI and biopsy, but to doing treatment as well.
Now, are you talking all types of treatment?
So we're actually working mostly right now with prostate cancer. We're going into other areas. We specialize in treatments done inside the MRI machine. Which means the nice thing about an MRI is when you're doing treatment, particularly with laser, which I use to treat prostate tumors and without causing erectile dysfunction or incontinence, it's a very safe procedure. We do that inside the MRI so we can actually measure temperature change in real time. It's called MRI thermometry. Mm-hmm. So treatments in the MRI, the beauty of it is you can really gauge and protect sensitive structures, and we're starting to apply it to other organ systems as well in different devices. This MRI thermometry technology.
You mentioned some erectile dysfunction and possibly incontinence issues. Is this something that is common with current technology that's in use for detecting prostate cancer?
Yes. Unfortunately, most men who undergo surgery, radical prostatectomy, either done with the robotic Da Vinci device or done with the open, suffer some degree of incontinence and significant erectile dysfunction. And then people who undergo radiation, whether it be proton beam, CyberKnife, there are many different types of radiation. Most of those patients also suffer from erectile dysfunction and incontinence. In addition, men undergoing radiation may suffer from secondary cancers caused by the radiation of the rectum and bladder later in their lives.
I'm assuming that maybe those are some of the reasons that PSA has come under fire.
Yes, because what's happening is men are being diagnosed with less evolved technologies. They're finding lower grade cancers that really could be followed or treated with less aggressive therapies. And they're taking these sledgehammer approaches and really doing a lot of damage to the quality of men's lives. They're having radical impact on them. The nice thing about the focal laser ablation is we've never had a case of someone developing erectile dysfunction or incontinence. It's very safe. It takes about an hour and a half to do. And people can go home the same day and go about and maintain their quality of life.
Now, is this a service that is unique to the Sperling Prostate Center?
So I've done the most of these procedures in the world. There are some other sites that started after me. There were just a handful of them, mostly doing clinical trials and also investigating different versions of this. But it is exciting, and it's a very promising new technology and replacement eventually for the more aggressive therapies that are still widely used today, unfortunately.
Now, you mentioned being able to detect conditions that can simply be monitored and avoiding that, as you say, sledgehammer approach. Are you finding that this technique can also prevent the misdiagnosis in the first place, in addition to the over-treatment or unnecessary treatment?
Yes. I mean, using our blue laser approach, we can help people decide whether or not they should pursue treatment, to telling them if they have a tumor, how aggressive it is, more accurately how aggressive the tumor is, and then helping them pick out the best type of treatment. Now, if they wanted to go on to surgery or radiation, your MRI still has a lot of utility for that. You can do improved nerve sparing, you do a better surgery, you do a better radiation by utilizing the MRI. And then ideally, if they're a candidate for something like focal laser ablation, we can eradicate their tumor, to accurately see where it is, do it all inside the MRI, and destroy it with the laser fiber, and maintain afterwards their quality of life. And their erections will be intact. They won't have any trouble with urination. In fact, we're also using it for men who just have enlarged prostates and problems with urinating. We're able to use the laser to help those men urinate normally again.
What type of, evaluation process is in place to determine whether or not the treatment was successful in both the short and the long term?
So what we do is we do the hour or so procedure of the laser. We ablate or heat up the tumor cells until they're destroyed, and we can see this all visually with the MRI. And while the patient is still in the MRI exam, we inject a specialized contrast medium, and we look for vascularity or blood flow. If there's no more blood flow to the area that we treated, we can confirm that we're successful. Of course, we do careful follow-ups, usually 3 to 6 months. We look at the PSA and we do another MRI. We make sure that there's no residual tumor tissue at that time. But actually, immediately after the procedure is completed, we can see if we can have a very good idea if we've been successful.
And as far as being a cost-effective procedure, do you find any significant savings in doing this procedure as opposed to the old methodology?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at surgery and radiation, they're extremely costly procedures to the healthcare system. The devices for proton beam therapy are millions of dollars. Da Vinci robot for radical prostatectomy, also millions of dollars of cost. Operative costs, personnel costs are very, very high. And the problem with those treatments is the morbidity. There's a very high risk for side effects, and then you have to treat the side effects. And that's a real burden on the healthcare system. Here we have a treatment that's not as expensive. It can be done it's done inside the MRI, but you can do it in an outpatient center. You don't have to do it in a hospital. I use just local anesthetic and oral Valium, so you don't have to put the patient under general anesthesia. And they don't suffer all those side effects and then need the follow-up treatment. So it's for the healthcare system, it's a no-brainer. It really could benefit from a dollar standpoint.
Let's talk about some of the psychological aspects as it pertains to the patient. You've talked about counseling with them in several short and long sessions. When it comes to the education of the patient of this new technology, do you find an immediate level of trust and understanding, or do you find that it's sometimes a challenge getting someone who may have been misdiagnosed and going through some problems once they do find your door to be, you know, completely jump on board with this new technology?
Yeah, look, when a person's first diagnosed with cancer, any type of cancer, including prostate cancer, it's a very, very scary time for them. There's a tremendous amount of stress. And then prostate cancer in particular has a tremendous amount of information out there and available treatments that are aggressively marketed by these very big companies. And people get very, very scared and are afraid, of course, of losing their ability to be intimate with their loved ones. Yeah. And it's a scary time. So I'm able to sit down with them and show them real, very, very good avenues they can take to maintain their quality of life, keep their life as it was, be able to have maintain sexual activity and maintain their integrity in terms of not feeling concerned about losing their control over their urine flow. These are all major concerns, and really just talking to them and listening to them is one of the things I really do. It's a very stressful time, and they end up walking away feeling very relaxed and comforted and knowing that there's a lot of hope and there's a lot of good options for them out there, including what we do and some other people that I work with as well.
And where can our listeners go and get some information about the Sperling Prostate Center?
Well, I encourage them to go to www.sperlingprostatecenter.com. We've got hundreds of articles on there that are written and many other resources as well. And it really is a wealth of information and it should be very helpful for most people looking into this.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in studio with Dr. Dan Sperling, medical director of the Sperling Prostate Center, in studio discussing focal laser ablation using the blue laser protocol for treatment of prostate cancer. It's been great having you here with us today, Dan.
Thank you very much, Neil. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Transcripts and audio of this program are available at healthprofessionalradio.com.au and also at hpr.fm. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes.